You're listening to a Tella production. You're listening to Sima the Witch, Volume 2. Sima Gets a Boyfriend. Written by Peter Gotthard, read by Thomas Magnusson, published by Telup. Sima the Witch stands in her garden. It is full of plants that sting and burn. She glances over at Mary, her next-door neighbor. Mary grows roses and violets in her garden. And here comes Brad. He is the postman. He stops at Mary's house and says hello. Mary and Brad are dating. They chat for a long time, and Mary gives him a kiss.
"No," Sima exclaims.
"Brad should be my boyfriend. He is a very handsome guy. He is way too good for Mary."
"Careful now," says Quip, Sima's pet magpie.
"You will be sorry, as always." "No, I won't," says Sima. "This time it'll work." She looks in her book of spells and gets an idea. Sima cooks a magic potion. Then she takes an apple and dips it in the potion.
"Ha!"
she laughs. "Now Brad just has to eat the apple, and it will make him crazy about me." She puts the apple on her mailbox. Then Brad will see it when he brings the mail. Sima goes inside to groom herself. She wants to look pretty when Brad comes by. But a small fairy is keeping an eye on Sima and trying to prevent her from making trouble. The fairy pushes the apple off the mailbox so it falls into the tall grass below and is hidden. Sima's neighbor Mary has a pig in her garden. And now the pig smells the juicy apple. It comes running and chomps the apple quickly. It tastes funny. It is full of magic. The pig looks around. It looks for Sima. Now it thinks that Sima is so lovely. Inside the house, Sima is ready. She goes out to the street. "Brad should be here soon," she says. But instead, the pig comes running. It jumps up at Sima and wants to kiss her with its snout.
"Ooh, stop! Go away!" Sima screams.
But the pig doesn't care. It loves Sima. Sima runs into her house again, but the pig follows. It wants them to be together.
"Oh no!" Sima shouts and hides behind an armchair. "What's wrong with that stupid pig? I can't get rid of it."
"What are you complaining about?" Quip laughs. "You wanted a boyfriend, didn't you?" You have been listening to a Tella production. Thank you for listening.